Welcome back, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer on horseracingfla.com in Radio St. Pete. It's 3 minutes before the Tampa Bay Derby. We're saving the best for last. This is the Grade 2, $400,000 Tampa Bay Derby for three-year-olds with dreams of the Triple Crown Trail. Runners who do well in this race will be eligible to go on to the three-year-old races, such as the Kentucky Derby. And every trainer and every owner has that in mind right now. It's 2 minutes till post time. Let's have a look at the field. Number one, Grantham. Luis Saez rides for trainer Mike Maker. 39-1 on this runner. Has only had one win in his three-race career. And that was at Turfway Park on an artificial track. 39-1. Let's see what he can do here today at that big price. Number two, 73-1, Trademark. Danny Centeno rides for Kentucky-based trainer Vicky Oliver. This one has two victories so far. A maiden win at Churchill Downs, followed by an optional claiming win. Then ran at Tampa the 12th of February. Didn't do very well. Big price on the board, 76-1. Number three at 8-1, Happy Boy Rocket. Jose Ortiz rides for Hall of Fame trainer Billy Mott at 8-1. You got to respect the connections here. That's a healthy price, 8-1. Number four, the 3-5 favorite, odds on today, Classic Causeway, the winner of the Sam Davis Stakes, the prep for the Tampa Bay Derby. Won it very impressively. Arado Ortiz Jr. has the return mount for trainer Brian Lynch. Number five is Giant Game, 11-1 on the board. Leading jockey Sammy Camacho rides for trainer Dale Romans. Number six, Golden Glider, 34-1. Antonio Guiardo rides for trainer Mark Cassie. Golden Glider had two consecutive wins before coming to Tampa and then ran in the Sam Davis Stakes and didn't do very well, finished fifth. Another one has to step it up today at a big price, 34-1. Number seven is a scratch. Number eight, Major General, a contender today at 5-1. Undefeated three-year-old, won a maiden special weight race at Saratoga. Those are very tough races. Then went on to Churchill Downs in September and won the Grade 3 Iroquois Stakes. So this one is definitely a player at 5-1. Number eight, Major General. Number nine, Shipsational, ran second in the Sam Davis Stakes. Manny Franco rides for trainer Edward Barker. And this one ran second to the big favorite, Classic Causeway, and perhaps might be able to turn the tables today. We'll see. Number nine, Shipsational at 5-1. Number 10, Belgrade at 19-1. H. Graham Motion gives a leg up to Hector Diaz Jr. And I think this one has a big chance at a big price. Undefeated, has two wins in his short career. The last one at 7 furlongs here at Tampa Bay Downs, has a lot of late pace, and if the race sets up for him, he just might outrun his odds. That's number 10, Belgrade, at 10-1. And we close out the field at number 12, Spin Wheel, at 68-1. Jesus Castanon rides for trainer George Rusty Arnold. But favoritism remains right now.
The horses are approaching. He's starting to be less than 1 minute.
With number four, Classic Causeway, at 3-5. Number nine, Shipsational, at 9-2, is second favorite. The field of three-year-olds is behind the starting gate, getting ready to go in. And we're going to hear announcer Jason Beam call his first Tampa Bay Derby. Welcome to Tampa Bay Downs, Jason. You're doing a great job in your first season.
The field has reached the starting gate. They're lining up for today's 11th and featured event. It's the 42nd running. Lamb Home South, Tampa Bay Derby. Field of 10 here in a mile on the 16th. 3-5 favoritism on the number 4 Classic Causeway. Your Sam F. Davis winner is the heavy favorite. Out to 9-2 for the 9 Chip Sational. 5-1 on the 8 Major General. It's Grantham, the first to go up. Golden Glider will be next. Here's Happy Boy Rocket at 8-1. Chip Sational's got in. Here's Classic Causeway. Belgrade, the next pair. We're just away Giant Game, and Spin Wheel will be all set for a start. They're in the gate. And our race is on in the Lamb Home South Tampa Bay Derby. Once again, Classic Causeway caught a flyer and goes right to the front. Grantham away in the second spot here. Ship Sational up on the outside. Giant Game is close up early on as well. His Trademark off the pace again is fifth as they go into that first turn. It is Classic Causeway to lead him. Grantham trying to slip through down along the inside. Giant Game, Trademark, they're in that second flight as well. Ship Sational now back in that sixth position. A length and a half more then. Back to Golden Glider races mid-pack. Belgrade's right outside of that one. Three more back to Major General, who's pushed along in the early going. Then comes Happy Boy Rocket. And Spin Wheel is at the back as they spin onto the back stretch. 23-3. Classic Causeway once again unopposed. Classic Causeway just a length and a half in front of Giant Game. Grantham down toward the inside. Ship Sational, Trademark. Now four of them lining up in behind this favored leader up front as they run past the 4.5. Two more then back to Belgrade. Happy Boy Rocket tries to move up outside of Golden Glider. Major General still being shoved upon is being passed at the back now by Spin Wheel. 48 seconds flat for that opening half mile. Classic Causeway to the far turn. A host of challengers just in behind. Grantham down toward the inside. Here's Ship Sational. Ship Sational starting to launch up on the outside. Draws within 3/4 of a length. Trademark in amongst horses with Giant Game. Belgrade is trying to wind up on the outside. Happy Boy Rocket pushed along. Classic Causeway continues to cruise to the quarter pole. A length and a half in front. Ship Sational on the outside. Trademark looking for room just in behind with Grantham as Classic Causeway comes to the top of the lane in front. It's Classic Causeway off the turn. Grantham still battling away. Trademark in between horses. Irad Ortiz says go with Classic Causeway. They lead it past the furlong pole. Grantham is second. Ship Sational, Trademark. Golden Glider late on the seat. It's Classic Causeway still in front. Classic Causeway inside the final 16th. The sun shines bright on Classic Causeway, who wins the Tampa Bay Derby by 2. Grantham looked to hold second over Ship Sational. Photo there for 4th and 5th.
And it was Classic Causeway showing that his Sam Davis win was the real thing, and he stamped his ticket to Louisville. He's going to the Kentucky Derby. That is number 4, Classic Causeway, winning 2 in a row here at Tampa Bay Downs. The Sam Davis Stakes, and now the Tampa Bay Derby. Irad Ortiz Jr. in the irons for trainer Brian Lynch. No doubt about that. They got right in the lead, and they said, come and get us. They took on all comers. They repelled all comers, and they deserve to win the Tampa Bay Derby, and they did. Deserving favorite at 4-5 on the board. There is a photo for the lesser placings. The running time for the mile and the 16th on the good Tampa Bay Downs dirt track, 1:44.90 Racing fans are reminded racing does continue tomorrow at Tampa Bay Downs with a 9-race program. The first post time is 12:15 p.m. The feature race tomorrow is race 7 and will be on the air at about 3:12 p.m. with complete coverage right here on Radio St. Pete, the official radio station of Tampa Bay Downs. Stand by for payoffs and prices. The winner, number 4, Classic Causeway, returned $3.60, $2.80, and $2.40 for the win. Number 1, Grantham, gave back $18 even and $7 even for the place. And number 9, Chip Sational, returned $3 even for the show dough. The $1 exacta, 4-1, returned $26.40. The $1 trifecta returned $74.80. The 10-cent superfecta, 4196, gave back $53.38 for the 10-cent wager. The 50-cent pick five returned $745.75. The 50-cent pick four returned $157.45. And the 50-cent pick three was good for $17.55. That concludes our racing coverage for today from Tampa Bay Downs in Oldsmar, Florida. Once again, the winner of the 42nd running of the Tampa Bay Derby, number four, Classic Causeway, Arad Ortiz Jr., up for trainer Brian Lynch. This is handicapper Bob Bauer returning you to Radio St. Pete.